Have you ever flinched from love? Not because it hurt you, but because your body remembered when it did? Welcome back to Numbness Paralysis, the PTSD podcast. I'm Olga Costa, your host. Today's episode is tender. It's about something many of us live with, but few know how to name. Emotional flashbacks in relationships. How the echo of past wounds shape the intimacy, trust, and safety we feel today. Let's walk slowly through this one. It matters. The invisible storm. Sometimes it happens in an instant. A partner's sight, a friend's silence, a raised eyebrow, a door that closes too hard. And sadly, you're not here anymore. You are nine again, hiding in your room. You are 14, bracing for words that will sting. You are 22, standing at the edge of a love that turns cold when you need warm. This is the nature of emotional flashbacks. They don't come with memories in pictures. They come with feelings in floods. They hijack the present, turning a moment of misunderstanding into a moment of panic, shame, or shutdown. These flashbacks are not overreactions. They are over-remembrances of times you weren't safe, loved, or seen. The science beneath the sway. Let's understand what's happening. Gently. Emotional flashbacks live in the limbic system, especially the amygdala, your brain's alarm bell. In trauma, especially complex PTSD, that alarm bell gets hypersensitive. When something in the now resembles something in the past, even faintly, the brain shouts, "Danger! This is that! Protect yourself!" But your rational brain, the prefrontal cortex, often isn't online fast enough to remind you. It's not then, it's now. We're not powerless anymore. So we react, not just to the person in front of us, but to ghosts behind them. This shows up most painfully in relationships. Because love requires us to be vulnerable. And trauma taught us that vulnerability is danger. Real vignettes. When the past sits at the table. Elise, 35, flinches when her boyfriend raises his voice during an argument. Not because it's aggressive, but because it sounds like her father yelling at her mother. Her body locks up. She stops hearing. She dissociates. David, 42, has trouble accepting kindness. His partner says, "I'm proud of you." And he panics. Why? Because compliments were once paid before manipulation. His stomach turns, he withdraws. You, perhaps, get tense when someone says, "We need to talk." Sadly, your heart races. You are sure you've done something wrong. Because that phrase used to mean punishment, not dialogue. These moments don't make you broken. They make you human. They mean you survived. Reflective SWOT moment. What are flashbacks teach us? Let's pause for a SWOT reflection. Soft witnessing. Witnessing of trauma. Strengths. Your body learned to protect you. It adapted. That hyper awareness once kept you alive. Weakness. These flashbacks can distort your perception, turning a caring person into a threat in your nervous system. Opportunities. Flashes are portals. They point to what still needs tending, healing, rewriting. Threats. Unrecognized, they can damage the very connections we long for. Love. Friendship, trust. This isn't about self-blame. It's about self-compassion. Tools to help when the past interrupts the present. When the echo rises, try these gentle tools. First, the name and reclaim method. Say quietly, "This is a flashback. My body is remembering. but I am safe now. Naming it separates past from present. Second, co-regulation with words. Tell your loved one, I am not angry. I am triggered. Can we pause? Let connection suit your system, not shame. Third, touchstone object. Keep a small object that reminds you of safety. A stone, a necklace, a tiny photo. Hold it when you feel lost. It anchors you. Fourth, the safe sentence practice. Repeat a mantra. I deserve love that doesn't hurt. I can feel afraid and still stay present. I am learning that not all silence means danger. Fifth, aftercare ritual. After a flashback, do something kind. A warm shower, a favorite scent, write yourself a note. You made it through. Relearning safety in love. Emotional flashbacks are not proof that you're too much. They are proof that you once had too little safety, too little choice, too little peace. But every time you pause, breathe, speak kindly to yourself, you rewire a little. You teach your body a new truth. I am allowed to be safe in connection. I am allowed to love without bracing. In our next episode, we will explore the armor of shame and how we can lay down gently, piece by piece. Until then, stay safe, stay soft, and stay curious.